Something to Hold On To. Written by Flower Parrish and read by K-Burb. This is a Marvel-DC crossover fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Phil Coulson / Jim Gordon and Phil Coulson and Nick Fury. Additional tags include established relationship, friendship, workaholic Phil Coulson, and workaholic Jim Gordon.
Let those fools be loud, let alarms ring out, 'cause you caught through all the noise. Let the days be dark, let me hate my work, 'cause you caught through all the noise. Bring me some hope by wandering into my mind, something to hold on to.
Got another one for you, Nick says, holding a nondescript manila file out across his desk. Phil does not hesitate before he takes it, because Phil does not show weakness that easily, even in front of someone he trusts implicitly. Nick smirks, because he doesn't need Phil to show his weak points to know where they are.
Are you certain this is the best use of my time? He asks blandly, because they both know there's more important things he could be doing than playing messenger.
Nick raises one eyebrow, or hell, maybe both, but the eye patch covering one brow lends severity to the expression either way, and has the gall to smirk.
You're the only one the bat will deal with.
Phil resists the urge to roll his eyes, but only barely.
The bat doesn't even take messages from me, he points out.
But Gordon does, Nick agrees evenly. And Gordon trusts your intel. Are you going to make me say please?
Phil finally quirks the ghost of a grin, just the tiniest upturn at the corners of his mouth.
I'd never do that to you, Director, he promises. Nods once, rises, and begins to make his way to the door. I'll check in when I'm on my way back from Gotham. Take your time, Nick offers, and it is a sincere offer this time.
They both know how much Phil needs to get done, how much always needs to get done, and how hard it is to take even a moment to himself when it feels like ignoring the weight of those responsibilities.
We'll see, Phil allows.
He doesn't say goodbye, because they never do. Decided early on, in the wake of their first brushes with the madness that they've made central to their everyday lives, that it felt too final. He just leaves, and Nick lets him go, and only when the door clicks shut behind him does Phil let his thoughts turn to Gotham. And as always, when his thoughts turn toward Gotham, they turn toward Jim Gordon. He takes one moment to breathe through the weight of tangled up emotions in his chest that those thoughts evoke, and then he pulls out his phone and taps out a quick message. Coming to town, got a file to pass along. Dinner? My treat. The reply comes in before he even makes it to the parking garage.
Working late. Take out of my office?
Phil snorts. He can read the almost hesitance behind the words, is pleased to realize that he knows the man well enough to know it's there, even without any cues in the message itself. As if he'd ever be offended by a workaholic's lifestyle. Sounds perfect.
Think of you all the time, all the time, all the time. I think of you all the time.
Jim gets perhaps a little less work done than he plans, but Phil does allow himself the indulgence of taking his time, a full night away from work even, to spend in the company of a man he's more taken with than he'd ever like to admit. They're both married to their jobs first and foremost, but that's almost a relief. They're free to carve out what little room remains into the semblance of an almost relationship. Maybe one day they'll retire before their jobs can claim their lives, and they'll be able to carve it out into something more permanent. But for now, falling asleep to Jim's snores beside him, Phil is more than content with having this much. The end.
Oh,
to hold.